Andy pose is quite a train away as bad.
All right, everybody stay.
I'm staying.
Okay. Okay, last yesterday we spoke about the zombie. Who should be the Mazamets? So yesterday we made a chilek about who, if the Balabos is eating with them, without eating with them. So he said something like this. If the Balabos is not eating with them, so you can give it to the Indian ears to give it to the God of the Chachma. To give the person who's the greatest Chachma, if there's no Balabos eating with them. Or if there's a coin there, actually, Pasha should give it to the coin. That's Mitzvah B'Kidashtoi. You should give it to the coin first, if the Balabos is eating with them. If the Balabos is eating with them, so he's got a right now to give it to an Oyach, a visitor. Shulchan Aruch says the best thing for him to do is to give it to the visitor. Because the visitor makes the bracha, is mechabedim with the rachman and the yirotzim, and therefore you should give it to the visitor to make the bracha. That looks like I would write a coin. That's what it looks like over here. Yeah, my eyes. Yeah, it looks like if the Balabos is there, you can give it to a visitor. He's allowed to give it to you, there's a coin there. Yeah. I think I'll buy his coin and bottle. The Oyrach Mazan Kadeshi Barak in order to make the bracha of Yerotzi. The mice is not so relevant now because everyone misses Yerotzim, so it could be too interesting now. The possibility might be different now, maybe. And then the Machaber writes that if the Balabos wants to make bench himself, he's allowed to. He's got that right now. Yeah, the Balabos wants to make himself, he's allowed
is
to.
Is that better for him to do?
Not better. No, it's a bitter. Really, if you've got a visitor there, it looks like it's nice to give the visitor the bracha.
Is this such a thing Friday night, the Balabos benches?
Yeah, I've heard it before. Well. I don't know where it comes from.
I heard that as well.
I've heard it before. I don't know where the Makori is. I had something to once talking to the Mises. It's a thin, Friday night, but a boss has to bench. I don't know where it comes from. That's that. Yeah, first was the whole thing. It's like Shloshim Kodesh, yeah.
Why?
Looks like an Indian for the making of my hopes.
I heard that as well.
What?
I heard that as well, then.
Looks like it does something. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so that was more or less what we said yesterday.
What about my wrist?
A bris. There, the minig is actually interesting. The minig there is, the moil. By a bris, the minig is the moil. I'm not sure why that's the moil. It looks like that's what they give the moil. That's the, what do you call it? Then we spoke about the broch of Horach, and you're not sure which one of buy it. For some reason, it's not so practiced, this broch. The master, unfortunately, I didn't want to say, hey, you know, you say Rahman, you want Balabais, it's dead. But the Khan's Chazal was saying, you're not to say you're Balabais, that whole Nusuk HaBrach, that's Gemara, which really wants to say, if you eat him by someone else's house, we've said, also, but they can say, the pastors also say this Brach. Okay. The next halacha was.
Even if you know somebody else is saying it.
Yeah, but pastors, every person got a here to say it.
It's a new for you.
Each person got a here to say it, even if Reason Ruiz Mashma, that's the one who's benching says it. I think, oh, Shulchan Aruch, why should that be the one who's bench, he says? Why should it be him?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Shulchan Aruch is much better than I'm saying, actually. Shulchan Aruch is saying that you give it over to the Oyrach to say, but could be talking about only one Oyrach, and the Oyrach makes his bracha. But if you've got a few Oyrach in there, I don't see why the Oyrach shouldn't have to say it. You don't say it loud, you say it quiet. I'm saying the Meisen to be the Boruch or the Mother Boss. Okay, the next bit today is the Shai of Arrange, Halacha, about using wine for benching. When you bench, someone got a mezuzah, you've got three people there. Should you use wine? Use a kodesh. First of all, yeah. Now, I used to do this, and I stopped. Mine wasn't so practical. That'd be so expensive, isn't it? It's a small cup of wine. I mean, it's so expensive. Sorry? I'm saying it's an interesting one. It looks like a piece of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. First was one in Reish Aleph, what we're learning now. Reish Aleph, and Reish Aleph. It says they're quite clean, you should do it, really. End of Reish Aleph, that's what my bit of Zimun. Sorry, Lachsos Yin, the Kosher Bracha. I want you to try and go over that. Someone has a Kosher Bracha, made a Bracha. So it looks like one is supposed to go and try and make this effort to do a Kosher Bracha. And it's in Kufpei Gimel, that's where the main halachas are. Kufpei Bay, sorry, see that. There's where all these halachas are. Kufpei Bay. So the interesting from Mechaba here. The Mechaba says that Yesh Omrim. Some say, Shabir Samazim Tura Kois, Afida Biyochit. Even a private person who's benching, he should use a cup of wine. Himself. I mean, one person done benching himself, he should have a kosh shabrach. That's not easy. Well, if he's there, in shnayim oichim, with two of the eating, so you haven't got a mezuman, sorich, the kachas kol echot kosh shabrach. Each person should take a certain kosh. So, in the halacha, each person who benches should take a kosh for benching. Like in England, the Mishabura says over here, I thought it was a really Mishabura, most brachos that chazal made were brachos mitzvah. They did not coat. There's a king derech kovod a shvach. It's a respectable thing to do. That goes brachos the son of shvachor bechassu is brachos a coat. The son of praise takos brachos on a coat. So it's nice. The person doing the zumun is praise takos brachos. It's nice that a person makes it on a cup of wine. Says the mechaber. That's one shita. So one shita is even a private person should use a kohes for benching. Next halacha. Next one. Yesh omrim. She'ena tu on a kohes ele b'shloisha. No. You only need to use a kohes if three people are making mezuman. But three. And of course you're in ten, obviously. Right? Not three, the chatel. So yesh omrim. She'ena tu on a kohes klal afidu b'shloisha. You do not need to have a kohes even with three. Says the Mishavur here, everyone agrees that the best is to make a bracha on a kohes. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here. The shitters, Rosh Hashanah, after the zoo, she ate on the kohes klal. Even according to the third shitter, you never need a kohes. Means shitter number one is even a private person needs a kohes. Shitter number two is only when you've got three and above need a kohes. And shitter number three is you never need a kohes. Says the Mechaba, says the Mishnah Berurah, but after the Zush in the Tron Kodesh Klan, even at the last Shitta that you don't need to have a Kodesh, and Shei Bachil, there's no obligation. Everyone agrees the Mitzvah Lemukha. Sorry?
Even here agrees by 10, not either?
Yeah, he says, again, Shitta number one is a private person. Even when you break by yourself, you have a Kodesh. Shitta number two is from three outwards, you should have a Kodesh. And Shitta number three, there's never a Chiyah. Says in Mir Ramah, there's never a heel called the third shitter, but he agrees mitzvah min amokha to have a kris. They are shlishes. And the meaning in the world is to be lenient, like the third opinion. Sheloi lasa acha kois. Not to run after a cup of wine. Im loik sheyesh le yayin o sha mashkin. Unless one's got in his house other wine or sha mashkin come to who will come on Medina or Beistoy. Och, bevadayim nitzvah na mokho le kule am lovar ha kois o kanal. Dach kishuba zimun shloisha. So the Mishnah's final ruling is that this whole Indian of going after a cup of wine is only when you've got three and above that one should try and be mevorach al a kodesh yayin. He says. When it comes to a private individual, many people are lenient and they don't bother at all. Because the Mishnah's ruling is that certainly with three and above, there's a mitzvah and a mukha to have wine. Now, many people actually do this on Shabbos only. What's it to when it's coming? There's even a halacha, any makor for this that dafka on Shabbos.
expensive.
What?
Polyglot's expensive.
That person saying in the olden days people didn't do it. That's what I say. There's no riot from the olden days because wine was very expensive. I think they say, oh, when it was back on Yakovinetsky, someone asked him that they found the case of, I can't remember what it was, one of and it was very, very small. The shield was a very, very small shear. So he said, the whole got a riot from there that we pass them out a smaller shear when it comes to release. So with Yakovinetsky, you can't bring a riot from those days because those days, the Aeneas was so hard they couldn't afford the wine. So now, Baruch Hashem, I don't know, you're talking about a reverse of wine, you're talking about maybe 50 pence or a pound, maximum.
Including that's where it got stopped.
I'm saying, that's where it stopped. I'm saying, so nowadays this doesn't apply really, yeah?
The
answer is it doesn't do it. It's a Pesach Aruch says there's a reason why it didn't do it. So here, I say, we don't do it, interesting. Now some people say what you're doing, some people say it's wrong to bench and you've got wine on the table. That's mummish wrong. So I didn't know this, but someone's house actually was making sure that they said that before benching, they hit the wine off the table. And now they're hot what they're doing. But the thing is, because of this, they say it's a gnai. If you've got wine on the table, you don't use it. That's not right. So, I tell you the truth, I started this minute quite a while ago at my house, make Zimmer with wine. The thing is, for a lot of people, this, after a meal, it's very hard to grow a glass of wine.
Grapes
is very sweet. It's very, very sweet. I'm not sure what we should do. It's like an interesting thing. It's Zekha Mitzvah Mukha. That's definitely true. It's unusual. And could it arm a hold that when they're Mukhoi, we're not Mukhoi to, it's Zekha Mitzvah Mukha to have a Koish Shel Yayin for because I'm Muslim. I'd say from three upwards. Yeah, the different shot in why we don't do it in our days, different Yishun why we don't do it. But if someone could do it, Zekha Nice thing. I must say, there's always a Brocha. Let's say someone can't have wine. It's too much for them to have wine. Let's just see what the fire is here. So can you do something else? Well, Mr. Brewer says you can use Chama Medina.
What's
Chama Medina? Oh, I'm sure he's talking about Chama Medina. I'll commit the rap, because I'm like, because yesterday, Yain and Shamash can do Chama Medina with Beisa. So it's interesting. You can use wine or Chama Medina. Let me just find it here. There was a bracha here where it was. He says over here,
can you use
Chama Medina for Havdalah? Ah, Moshe, that's a good question. I'm talking about Havdalah, if you have to, you can use Chama Medina. But we're talking about on a cup of wine, Moshe, for benching. So he says over here, let me just find it for you. Most of us have a question. Yikach Yain or Chama Medina. What's called Chama Medina? That's a big shy. We talk about some difficult Kiddush, Moshe. What's called Chama Medina? So beer, you like beer, Moshe?
Sometimes, yeah.
You like beer?
Yeah.
Ah, so beer is definitely good. So beer is according to all poskim, good to use. So that's if someone wants to use that for benching, that's okay, the chayra. Coffee and tea is a bit of a question. It's the same thing that kids can use coffee and tea. Some poskim now, the chayra is better than nothing. You've got something according to that.
He's better.
What?
He's much better.
Why?
Because don't they see it? They don't think they're going to be able
to. Why?
They don't have to have a little
bit. They're going to be able to.
So you're not
going
to
do it
to the
brothel? No, it's not going to be good, but the covenant of brothel is to have a little brothel.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll see it. Yeah, so as far as I remember, he says this, as far as I remember, I haven't got this there today, but as far as I remember, there's an idiot to have, you should drink it, you should, yeah, the chachilah yishtam bezam in Rabbi Yishleimah.
The chachilah, the chachilah.
Actually, I must tell you, I was watching this in Rock many years ago. I was watching that chasna, a chuppah, and I said, the chuppah finished. And the time the chuppah master came over, he said, right, where's the wine? I said, what would you look for the wine? He said, people make a big mistake. He said to me, you have a sip of the wine, you have to have a release of wine. He said, I'm going to drink the release of wine. So he went along and drank that. Then I said, ask the watcher if he had a rocker master thing. He said, you're there by a chuppah, you're not recorded to. There's, I don't know when you do have to drink a Rebbe's, when you don't, then you say you're not quite to by there. I must tell you, many years ago, I saw a company for Kiddush. He came to the South morning for lunch, Spocker, whatever. So he says, Shlomi, I hope you don't mind, but I like to make Kiddush on Chama Medina.
Yeah.
So no problem, what do you like? I said to him, because he likes whiskey. I said, okay, whiskey. And then he says to me, I like a Rebbe's, he says. A Rebbe's? I said, a Rebbe's of whiskey? He said, yeah. He said, I like a Rebbe's of whiskey. Anyway, so he made Kiddush on a Rebbe's of whiskey. I did not invite him again tonight. I must tell you. But that's an interesting thing, yeah? He wanted to have whiskey. For him, that's a bit shy. And of course, also, if you've got wine available, but you prefer the Chama Medina, Shabbos morning is more kurdic, and I said, maybe you could use Chama Medina. But here, so the rocket looks like you're allowed to use Chama Medina. So beer is good, Whiskey's good. The person wants to do that. It's a good idea, Moishi. You like whiskey?
Sort of.
Not over Revere's, Moishi. Keep away from Revere's.
I know not to pay staff. After pay staff, sometimes when the last comes back, I know by Hasidian, they use whiskey
Yeah. Very good. Okay, so the mice are back. Then they possibly speak about also not interesting shy, which I find also Kiddush is can use a paper cup.
I didn't mention.
But it's an old shy that always by Kushon Mitzvah to use a paper cup. I forgot to shut it because he speaks to one over here. And he says that the Chachilah, really, one should not use it. Yeah, it's a bit Kiddush actually. Yeshdim Nona with his shyness for Kush Chapamis. I should try and avoid using a disposable cup for Birkas HaMazon. He kosher bracha roish yichashuva v'noi. It's fitting that a kosher bracha should be a nice cup. Mice and I would get these bechers, which are disposable as well, actually. They look nice. So I'm not sure that's a chasson. I don't know if chasson is that you throw it out. I'm not, what? It looks kosher. The point is, it looks kosher. That the chair is okay. So these silver cups, which are made, which are disposable, I don't know if the soda that you have to throw it away, you're going to throw it away. Otherwise, a plastic cup looks cheap.
These look nice.
What?
But those are not nice.
So the chol, well, those are better.
Sorry? You throw it away, you don't keep it.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes it's a chasson in the keli. That a keli which you don't keep is a chasson in the keli. That the chol is the same then, by all the better. Chol,
it could keep it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think we could use a keli on Shabbos.
What?
You shouldn't use a cane.
So he says over here, if you've got no other cane to use, otherwise you've only got plastic. The only thing you've got is better to do on that. That's the best thing to do. And then there's the idea of washing out the cup. The cup's dirty, you should wash it out, obviously, before you actually use it. That's an important thing. Washing out the cup to make it sure. Well,
it's a nice cup, it's a big cup, and you don't feel you can drink the whole thing if you're the one saying Kiddush, yes, so.
First of all, there's no Indian to drink the only idea is to drink the whole coast.
How much
is it? Bashir is, it's Roy I think it is. You're going to have a problem with a Brocha Achrona. That's the problem. It's better to have a Revius of wine. A Revius is 86 minutes, not very much.
Okay, but if you do it, so I don't have to pour in the whole cup. Only a small part, or it's nice to
use. First of all, that's a good question, we'll speak about this another time. It's a good question we ask you, but the truth is, that when a person drinks from a kos, let's say you make a bracha kiddush or a bracha here, you drink from that cup, that wine now becomes pogum, so you can't reuse it. Yeah. So you can't pour it back in a bottle. Right?
You have to.
Right, so only the masaka. But what you could do is you could have a big, you could have a cup. This is a cup over here. So you fill it up to the top. Now you're not going to drink this whole cup. You're going to get yourself a shikar afterwards, right?
Exactly.
So you fill it up to the top. You make boiled prag boffin. You pour some of it out into a separate cup. And drink from this one. The rest, which hasn't been drunk, there's nothing wrong with that at all. That you can pour back in the bottle. So there's no, you don't have to drink the whole lot. You have to drink a revere of the wine. So even if you're using a very big cup, there's no problem at all. You don't have to drink the whole cup. The only time you have to drink a whole cup is according to one shitter on Pesach. If you're having a very big kois, then there's some restraint of whole that there's an Indian of drinking the whole kois. So you be careful on Pesach.
What's the answer to using a lime cup? It's a plastic cup,
but It's funny to have a becher, that's a bit of a concern, to have a becher with a tiny bit of wine and whiskey inside it, and you're quite right. Now, it's one of the miler, because it's a derech to do that. I mean, that's how you cook it, the miler, that's a way to drink it, you're only drinking that way. No one has a special fat when you actually have a half of Dr. Whiskey. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, finally, so you make the mezuman and you hold the cup of wine, yeah? Now, I never read that. How long do you have to hold the cup of wine for?
First
brocha, I don't know if it's that. Some people do it. Where's that come from? I don't know. So, Ali Chasrin, I always heard was Ali Chasrin, because Ali Chasrin, but it looks like it's a very strong meaning. Many possum hold a bunch of holes to the edge. Right to the edge. And then you may put it through a coffin, and you drink the kosh. And it's also a chasrei, because that's the end of the bench and the Torah.
Hold it up or touch it.
What? No, I'm not telling you. What you do is you hold the cup, that's the first step, right? What you do is you hold the cup like this. It should be a tefach above the table. So you should hold it properly high, yeah? It shouldn't be on the table. You should be holding it above. That's how it should be held. And you should hold it inside the cup, all till the end of the benching. Make point for our girlfriend, drink the wine, and then there's a big marriage to give it out to other people. All right, we'll stop there. Thank you.